This episode of Spirit Live contains coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Christina Marcon.
And I'm Millen Single.
This is No One Asked, the show where we talk about literally anything.
Even if no one asked. Es una rata rica que se hace la pobre desgraciada siempre que puede y nunca dejará de fastidiar a su exnovio y a su esposa.
Okay, period.
For those of you listening who speak Spanish, you can tell that clearly I do not.
But no, that was great.
Thank you.
Me like
you, white woman who does not know Spanish.
White woman English speaker.
However, if you do speak Spanish, please know those words are not my own. Those are from none other than Oscar-nominated actress Carla Sofia Gascón.
What do you say?
I will tell you.
2 hours later.
Why can't I f***ing find it?
Hey, whoa. Don't get so angry.
So that I'm going to have to do this the old-fashioned way.
Which is
open
guessing.
Google Translate. We get a Spanish person in here and they tell us. I finally have the translation.
So what does she say?
For those of you listening, she basically said, she's a rich rat who plays the poor bastard whenever she can and will never stop bothering her ex-boyfriend and his wife. And you're probably wondering, well, golly, who the heck is she talking about with such hateful words? She's talking about Selena Gomez.
Her co-star.
Right. But that tweet was before they worked together.
I did see that when obviously all of the stuff was going down.
In case you haven't gathered, we are talking about the Oscars, and we felt like it was a good place to start with Emilia Perez, because I feel like this entire award season, that's all anybody was really talking about.
Yeah.
Was that movie.
Yeah.
Christina, have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
I envy you.
So I have no desire in watching it, and I was going to watch it for this podcast so at least I could talk about it, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
And that's totally fair. I wanted to go over a little bit of the controversy, and I don't even have notes. I'm just going to go off the top of my dome because I feel like an expert in this now.
I feel like you've really immersed yourself in the Emilia Perez culture. So
I did start a hate campaign. On my
Instagram. You were the one that...
Yeah, that was me. Carla Sofia Gascón is this woman's name. She is a trans woman, and her career up until this point, pretty much unnoticed. She's an unknown. And she books this huge Netflix movie, nominated for several Oscars. It's things are looking up.
Premiered at TIFF.
Exactly. And then so the movie comes out. A lot of people watch it, and they find out that it's about a trans woman who runs a cartel, set in Mexico, but was filmed in France. So there's just a whole lot of factors leading up that do not work well for this movie.
Yeah, I know the director read this character in a book and decided to make a whole plot based off of this person. And it works well as, like, if you're just reading what the plot is. I think it's a cool idea.
And also, it's a musical. And the music sucks.
Right.
They used AI on the music.
That was the other thing I heard. It was never promoted as a musical. And so people walked into it and then they started singing and they were like, what's going on?
What the hell is happening? And I think by the time this comes out, the Oscars are over, blah, 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 blah. Emilia Perez won best song at the Oscars. And the song that won uses AI.
Does it?
Yeah.
To enhance Zoe Saldana's...
No. Carla Sofia Gascón's vocals, because she hits a lot of high notes and she just could not do it.
I didn't know that Carla was in that song.
Because she is.
All the snippets of the song are always Zoe Saldana.
I can play it for you.
If your actor can't sing in a musical, then get a different actor.
I agree.
Right?
And we haven't even gotten to the meat and potatoes yet. That tweet that I read out in the beginning, that was not a one-off. There were several that span years.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's crazy.
You name it. Asians, Muslims, Jews. She went after Adele. She called her fat. fat phobic.
She's honestly the embodiment of South Park in that they make fun of any and every culture. So technically it's okay.
George Floyd, she tweeted about.
Like
her colleagues, she called awards shows bum. She doesn't like anyone.
I think it's just so weird because who asked?
No one asked.
Which is shout out. No, but
which in this scenario kind of goes against our whole ideals. even if no one asked, you shouldn't say hurtful things.
I find it interesting because it's not like she had a huge career. She did act in a lot of things, but nothing that was like super well known, or exactly. at least in North America. So I find it really interesting that she put out her opinions like it was going to reach an audience and garner something. Like, I just think it's weird when people do that.
Yeah. I think my favorite part of the Oscars, though, was Conan's joke in his monologue where mm-hmm. he says the F word was used like 400 and something times in Anora.
Mm-hmm.
That's three more than Carlos Sofia Gascon's publicist.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cut to her and she's sitting there with her prayer hands and she's like, thank you, Conan, thank you. And it's like, no.
Why are you thinking?
Stop.
I guess she just wanted to laugh about the situation.
Right. When you're a terrible person and you say horrible things, you don't laugh that off. You leave the building.
But it's getting heated in here.
Yeah. I can't talk about Emilia Perez for too long because then I need water and an aspirin. But that's kind of, I really just wanted to talk about Emilia Perez. I just wanted to say that movie sucks and it's a horrible representation of the trans community. And that's about it.
I didn't watch the movie. That's what I wanted to say. I didn't watch the movie, but I do know like everything that happened because this one girl posted on TikTok mm-hmm. an entire plot breakdown. I don't remember it entirely, but I do know like Selena Gomez's character is the ex-wife.
Yes.
And gets kidnapped? Or the child is kidnapped? Or like...
No, that like, happens towards the end. Yeah. Basically, Selena Gomez's character has an affair on her husband, who is now... Is a trans woman now. And the guy who she was cheating on with basically takes her and her kids and Carlos Sofia Gascon's character, Emilia Perez, gets mad about that. And there's this whole fight that ensues. And then they all die in a horrible car wreck.
Wait, Selena Gomez dies?
She dies.
No.
And then Zoe Saldana takes in the kids. And now she is their aunt.
Wait, but who is Zoe Saldana's character?
So Zoe Saldana plays Emilia Perez's lawyer.
Oh. Did you see when after Zoe Saldana won her Oscar?
Is that what you're talking about?
No. What was that?
So I just shouted mommy into the microphone.
What was that?
You didn't see when she went up to accept her Oscar? She started screaming mommy?
Yes. But no. I'm talking about like afterwards when they do that, like the press kind of conference. She was a Mexican, what are they called? The people who ask what? Journalists?
Yeah, the press.
Yeah, the press, like a Mexican journalist asked her, first stated like a lot of Mexicans are upset about the Mexican representation or the lack of Mexican representation in the film, because that's the other thing, like none of the cast, none of the crew were Mexican, right? Or maybe one cast member was Mexican, really, really like side character, I think. The rest were like Zoe Saldana's Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, a journalist was asking about that, like what she thinks about the public's opinion on it and like all of the hurt that's come from it from the trans community. Well, they didn't ask about the trans community, but I think it was insinuated, like, but mostly about the Mexican community being upset about this because Mexico's the heart of the film is what the journalist said. And Zoe Saldana said she disagrees. She doesn't think that Mexico was the heart of the film and that any of the characters in the film, like Emilia or Selena Gomez's character, could have been black, they could have been American, they could have been white, they could have been then she said like they could have been from Gaza or from Israel or whatever, and the movie still would have been the same. It didn't matter that it was that they are Mexicans wasn't the heart of the film. But I because you've watched it, what do you think? Do you think Mexico has a big part in this film, even though it wasn't filmed there? Like, the whole thing is that it's the Mexican drug cartel, like, lord.
Okay. I can't speak for Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Mexican. But I will say, when you have a movie that is completely in Spanish and your actors are speaking Spanish and it clearly takes place in Mexico, you are grounding your movie in something. And the complete lack of authenticity isn't something that harms the movie, but it does harm the place that you're talking about. When you say, oh yeah, this movie is about Mexico, and then your songs are embracing Mexican culture and you're speaking the language, and then you shoot it in France, mm-hmm. whose official language is fucking French, it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
And like, just going as far as like one of your main actresses, Selena Gomez, can't really speak Spanish,
oh,
so
right.
it sounds bad. So right. it's like you're not even respecting the language that the movie is completely in. It's not about the narrative so much it is about the authenticity of the movie that I think mm-hmm. is really impacted by the director's just complete lack of disregard towards doing any sort of research. Because he even said, he was asked, like, how did you prepare for, you know, having a movie that was set in Mexico? And he was like, I didn't really care. I didn't do any research.
Oh, right. Yeah, he was like, I think I know enough.
Oh.
Then why set it in Mexico? If Zoe's saying it could have been any story, it could have been any woman of any background, then why isn't it a French woman?
No slander to the French, but asking a French dude to direct a movie about Mexico is like, it's not the worst decision you can make, but it's a bad one.
It's a weird one.
It doesn't work. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like overall, you know, whether it's about the use of AI, whether it's about a million other things, it was not a movie that was made with mm-hmm. love. Mm-hmm. It felt like a very Oscar-baiting, awards-baiting type
Did
of
it.
Movie
okay.
where it didn't really care about the things that it was talking about, but it mm-hmm. threw so many things at you where it's like, mm-hmm. oh, you have to care about this movie.
I think it's like because it checks a box. And
it's a quota.
Yeah, it's like it should still be good and done properly.
You said Oscar voters.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go on a bit of a rant.
Oh my God, I know exactly, maybe exactly what you're
I'm sorry,
about.
This is not verbatim. But how many Oscar voters said, oh, we didn't finish Dune, so we didn't vote for it?
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That's your job, is to watch the movie. And you didn't watch
yeah.
the movie because it was
yeah.
too long? What are
Not
you doing?
Even...
You farting around with your finger up your butt? I'm sorry? You can't sit and watch a 2-hour and 45-minute movie?
Not even just Dune 2, but also The Brutalist. Oh, I'm not sitting and watching a 3-hour movie. That is literally your job.
Get off the panel.
Literally your job. Like, I get that they expressed all of this anonymously, so like they can say whatever they want, they can be truthful, but why would you admit that?
It's a
obviously people are going
look
to be
for the
upset
Oscars.
Right?
Oh my God,
like they have to fire you now.
You
but they don't
are,
know who you are.
You're done. You're going home. And I cannot believe that we exist in a world where we can say Emilia Perez won the same amount of Oscars as Dune Part 2. It won 2 Oscars. Arguably the best movie of the year. 2 Oscars. I don't know. The Dune erasure is just not sitting well with me. That's my rant.
Yeah.
Was there anything from the Oscars that you wanted? Like, what was your favorite moment? What was your highlight?
My highlight for sure was the opening with Ariana and Cynthia.
Yes.
I don't know if you're super in on Ariana lore, but she opened with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay.
And immediately I was like, this reminds me of the Manchester One Love concert. Remember when the arena,
yeah,
the bomb?
Yeah.
She did a charity concert,
mm-hmm.
and she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Right.
It is like the best rendition of that song. Such a good version, and it's so emotional, and it like as an Arianator, that moment was big for me. And then like the One Love Manchester concert was like a huge thing. And then seeing her open the Oscars with that, I was like, oh my God, no way. And it was beautiful, the production, her dress,
yeah,
the ruby sliver. I was like, oh my God. I thought it was just
I'm not a Terminator, but I do enjoy Ariana.
A Terminator. I was like, what are you saying?
I'm not a Terminator, but I did really like her performance in Wicked, and I did think she was one of the strongest contenders for supporting actress.
Supporting, yeah.
But I
have no beef with Cynthia or Ariana not winning anything. Of course, it would have been awesome to have Cynthia win an Oscar and get her EGOT, but I just don't think the Oscar voters or like the Academy, I don't think they see Wicked as a very serious film.
Exactly.
And like, this is a serious
Oscar
night for
movie.
Serious films.
Well, they didn't watch the serious Oscar movie.
Yeah.
So what are they? But anyways.
At the end of the day. No, I know. I of course, like, I think their performances were amazing. Not just like obviously opening the Oscars, but in the actual Wicked movie, incredible,
for sure.
Incredible voices. I think the actual film was done very nicely. Like, I think it was so whimsical, magical, and amazing. And like, it gave me chills and I loved it. But yeah, I didn't expect it to win anything other than I'm so happy it won, wardrobe and set design, right?
Yeah. That's all that I wanted to cover at the Oscars, but we have another year, another set of movies coming out. Let's talk about it. What are you excited to see this year?
I am excited for, well, tomorrow Mickey 17 is coming out.
That's
true. So that's exciting. I'm probably not going to watch it for another like couple weeks because I'm so busy, but by the time this podcast episode comes out, it'll already be out. But I'm excited for that, and I'm also really excited for Opus with Io Edebiri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my picks sound kind of plebeian compared to yours. I have Mission Impossible.
What number Mission Impossible is that?
I think we're on 8.
Wow, I haven't watched any of them.
I mean, I'm not going to recommend them because I just don't think they're your cup of tea, but they're great movies.
Okay.
I love that franchise. What else do I got? The F1 movie. I'm a huge F1 fan. I'm really excited for that. Superman. Fantastic Four.
Oh, when does Superman come out?
I think July.
Ooh. And so what are they doing? It's like, it's just a new
Superman. I think they're rebooting it. They're just doing a whole new thing.
Why? What happened to Henry Cavill? He played it last, right?
Zack Snyder is a moron who doesn't know what he's doing. And so they just, that was a shit show. So they're just redoing it.
Sunrise on the Reaping. That's coming out.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Oh, wait. That's coming out in 2026. Boo.
Never mind.
But the book is coming out soon, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
if it's not already out. Marty Supreme, Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about really quickly about the Oscars. A lot of people wanted Timmy to win for Best Actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wasn't expecting him to win. I think he's a great actor. He spent 5 years preparing for this frickin' role. So I'm sure it was great. I didn't watch it. But I don't think that they were going to go for a biopic portrayal for Best Actor. I wasn't expecting it. But a lot of people were upset about it.
I think it would have been cool to see. I was really pulling for Ralph Fiennes.
Me too. Okay, wait. Is his name Ralph Fiennes or is it...
Sorry.
Is it...
Ralph Fiennes.
Is it Ralph Fiennes?
Rafe.
And is it Fiennes or is it something
Fiennes.
Else?
I thought it was Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah, I have no idea. I always thought it was Ralph Fiennes because that's how
Me
it's
too,
spelled.
Me too, but then I IMDb'd bro and there's no L in the name.
What?
There's no L. It's
Seriously?
R-A-P-H. Yeah.
No. Then why is
am
it,
I tripping?
Why
or am
is
I
there
just...
an L literally everywhere else?
Am I tripping?
You
no, there,
are
okay,
tripping.
No,
there
I am
is
tripping.
An
I am
L.
tripping. I am tripping.
But
you don't pronounce it. You don't pronounce it.
Why? What's his background?
He's definitely English.
Well, yeah. No, he's English. But like what? He's got to be something else. Ralph Nathaniel Twistleton Wykeham Fiennes. That is
what?
A British name.
Nathaniel Twistleton Wykeham Fiennes.
I don't know.
God damn.
But no, because what's his name? Conan O'Brien was saying his name as Rafe?
He was saying Rafe, and then he made a joke saying if he loses, yeah, we can finally call him Ralph.
Well, so then I think we could call him Ralph, because he lost.
He lost. He did lose.
Yeah. Did you watch Conclave?
I did.
It was good.
I wanted it to win Best Picture. Okay. I thought, yeah, it was going to win just because technically it seemed very strong. Like, it won for writing. I thought it was well shot. I thought it was well edited. So I thought technically it was really strong.
Okay, yeah.
And there was a lot of controversy that came out about the Brutalist with the AI. So I was like, oh, it's not going to win.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised the Brutalist didn't win because it has been winning.
Can we talk about Adrien Brody's long ass eternal?
It was 4 minutes and
50 five and
seconds.
A half minutes.
Oh, five and a half. Oh, I thought it was four.
Shut up.
I love that he was like, shut off the music.
Stop the music. I've done this. Oh, yeah, I'll be brief. Bro was not brief.
Saying I've done this, crazy. But also, he made them shut off the music and he went off for like another, 3 minutes and said nothing. You know when people's Oscar speeches are so good that you remember something that they said and it's quotable and it's like
Matthew McConaughey.
Right? That speech didn't happen with Adrien.
I think he was trying to cook, but the stove was off.
The power went out.
Yeah, he didn't pay his electricity bill because he's been out of work for a long time.
I was upset that he did take that home.
Leading up to the Oscars, I was a fan. I was like, Adrien Brody, I don't have any personal quarrel with him. But then this award season started and I was like, I don't know what's going on.
The whole AI thing
put
SNL
a bad taste in my mouth. And then,
He got it. He got it for the second time.
And then
that annoyed me because there was Oscar voters that came out and said like, oh no,
Ralph Fiennes already won.
Yeah. I'm not voting for Ralph Fiennes. He already won for what was it?
Schindler's List.
Yeah. Schindler's List. I thought it was a different list movie with the list in the title. Yeah, they thought he already won for Schindler's List, and he didn't. And Adrien Brody won for The Pianist
already.
So, what the hell?
We got some real dumbos on the Oscar voters.
Yeah, put me in, coach.
Put me in. Sub me in.
Because, honestly, I think I would do great. It's just ticking off a voting ballot,
right?
All
you have to do is watch the movies.
And
I'm sorry.
An opinion.
If you were coming out and saying that I didn't watch the movie, so I didn't vote for it. Fired. Done. Go home.
The whole thing is that they don't have to. I think the Academy comes out and says, like, it's highly encouraged to watch other films, but you don't have to. And if you don't, then you just mark it off. Like, you don't even put a vote in for it or whatever. You don't rank it. I don't give a fuck.
I don't agree with that.
That is your job. You should watch them all, and you should have an opinion. That's literally your job. If you don't have an opinion about a film, if you didn't watch a film that is nominated, have someone else freaking vote.
I don't care. Put me in,
because I clearly have opinions about
things. I don't care
if
you're not being paid to do this. Do you know what an honor and
are
a
they not being paid? I thought they were being paid.
They might be. They might
I
not
genuinely
be.
Genuinely think they
and
get paid like a ton.
Even if they aren't. Do you know how much of an honor and a privilege it is to say that you are a part of the Academy of Motion and Pictures and Sounds and Sciences or whatever the hell the long-ass acronym is?
Yeah.
You can sit and watch a 2-hour and 45-minute movie.
You've got the time.
If I can do it, you can do it. But I think that about does it for today's episode. Christina, thank you for letting me rant a lot today. I feel like I don't really get this emotional, but I just needed a day.
That's
thank you so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And tune in next week where we will have a very fun episode.
Yes.
We're going to keep that one a surprise.
Yeah.
It's not anything topical, but we're just going to keep it a surprise. It's going to be fun, though.
Yeah.
So we're look
I'm
forward
excited.
To that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening again.
Have a good day and see you later.
We will see you all later. Bye-bye.